ABC Radio Australia.
Well, there's been little movement since Bougainvilleans overwhelmingly voted for independence from Papua New Guinea in a 2019 referendum. Last week, PNG's Prime Minister, James Marape, told Parliament a moderator would be appointed to help progress discussions before Parliament could look at the referendum results. But on the Bougainville side, work hasn't slowed down, with the first draft of a new constitution already drawn up. And this week, Bougainville's president and a high-level delegation are in Solomon Islands, holding consultations about the draft constitution with Bougainvilleans living there. Well, we cross now to the Solomon's capital, Honiara, to join National Broadcasting Corporation journalist Calvin Casper for more on those consultations. Calvin, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Look, I understand this planning committee is holding a series of public consultations. What's the purpose of these consultations?
Okay, let me take you back, because after the referendum, there were joint consultations between the autonomous Bougainville government and the national government, and among the one of the consultations, it was agreed that Bougainville can establish, the autonomous Bougainville government can establish a commission to work on the constitution, and that is the reason why a commission has been established. And the reason why they are here in the Solomon Islands is to gather views from Bougainvilleans living in the Solomon Islands into creating a constitution for Bougainville.
Has there been a big turnout though to these meetings?
The meeting in Honiara was launched on Sunday. It was welcomed by the Bougainville Association in Honiara, and there's been a good turnout. Almost 100 people turned out at the Woodford International School in the center of town, and consultations has been continuing at one of the hotels where the commissioners are staying, and people have been trickling in since Monday and yesterday, coming in to offer their views to the commissioners where they're staying.
No, thank you for that, Cameron. What kind of feedback, though, is the committee actually seeking from the public? And is there any way that it could actually help shape this constitution?
There's been a first initial consultation already done in 2002, right after the establishment of the commission. And the commission is now currently moving around with their first draft. So what they're seeking from the Bougainvilleans in the Solomon Islands is some diverse views from people who are outside the region and looking into the region. What would they be? What would their thoughts be on how the constitution should be shaped, looking into the region?
Yeah, Calvin, are you aware of any sort of numbers or stats of actually how many Bougainvilleans are living there in Honiara or Solomon Islands?
I did ask the president of the Bougainville Solomon Islands Association, and they are still working on a number of the exact number of Bougainvilleans living in the region. I understand that there are not so much Bougainvilleans within Honiara, but there are more outside the nine provinces, especially towards northeast and northwest, where they are closer to the Bougainville side of the Papua New Guinea border.
Again, I understand you spoke about the first draft of the Bougainville Constitution. It's already been developed. Again, what's the reaction been to it, though?
I think the reaction has been overwhelming. Bougainvilleans have been coming in, either visiting the commission when they've been visited, either within the region in Bougainville itself and across mainland on Papua New Guinea, when the commission made its first tour across the country. In the provinces in the country, and they will be doing a second tour across mainland Papua New Guinea, visiting all the provinces again with the first draft for a second consultation, and the reaction has been overwhelming. People have been coming forward and proposing all sorts of views, diverse views, what they wanted in the constitution, and I think the commission has been overwhelmed with the response by bougainvilleans.
Kevin, you know, some may say that these consultations or sessions may be a bit premature. Is that the case? Because, you know, the matter of the Bougainville's independence has actually yet to be ratified in PNG Parliament.
Yes, that is the that is the debate. Independence Minister for Bougainville, Ezekiel Masatu, is also the Attorney General and the Deputy Commissioner of the Bougainville Planning Commission. I've talked to him about this, raising the similar concern, and his response was that given the joint consultation in Wabeg Town in Enga Province, that was agreed then that between the two governments that the autonomous region can go ahead to establish a constitutional planning commission to go ahead with this activity of writing a constitution. And as per this explanation, the minister feels that it is not a premature work or something that is against the national government.
Kelvin, look, thank you for joining us this morning and giving us a bit of insight into that. We will obviously keep in touch with you as this continues to progress. So thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
No worries. That, of course, is National Broadcasting Corporation journalist Kelvin Casper here on Pacific Beat.